All right, we have bombshell breaking news today that's kind of hilarious. Also, the EU has now declared, in the midst of their energy crisis and being cut off from Russia, you know, Nord Stream 1 pipeline and Nord Stream 2 and so on, they've just declared now, officially, the EU has declared that fossil fuels and nuclear energy are now green energy sources. So if you're wondering how they were going to even attempt to make it through the coming winter on solar and wind without having, you know, enough diesel fuel and enough natural gas and enough fertilizer and all that, not having enough nuclear power, how are they going to make it through? Well, they just declared, well, it's all green. And what a relief, because this means that when I drive my John Deere tractor that has no emissions controls whatsoever because it was built in the 1970s, I guess I'm green too. I guess it's all green now, which means the whole point of green is meaningless at this point. So the Western European nations that have been committing economic suicide with their worshiping of the Greta Thunberg green agenda and all the virtue signaling of all those countries, the UK, Spain, and Italy, and Greece, and France, and Germany, and all of it, right? It's all down the tubes now. I guess we need coal after all, and natural gas. In fact, they're desperately trying to restart coal power plants in Germany and other countries across Europe, just desperate to make it happen now, because if they don't have, you know, a power grid that functions, their countries collapse. They don't have industry. They don't have workplaces functioning. They don't have the ability to heat or to cool homes or government buildings for that matter. So now they're going back to coal. They're going back to fossil fuels. They're going back to nuclear power. Well, so much for that big plan where they dismantled all their nuclear power plants in Germany and many of them in France as well. Just took them all down because the environmentalists screamed, the nuclear is horrible, even though it emits no carbon dioxide, which is seemingly that's what the greenies wanted, was no CO2, even though CO2 is beneficial for plants, by the way. But now all those countries are just suddenly reversing course. Oh, I guess we do need fossil fuels after all. And so what's funny is that instead of saying that, okay, we're going to have to back off of the green agenda, they simply redefined fossil fuels as green and just redefined nuclear energy as green. So what does this mean about, you know, the Paris Climate Accords that was supposed to have everybody pledging to, you know, reduce carbon emissions? Does that even matter now if they're going to declare all these fossil fuels to be green energy? I mean, we could have skipped the whole debate and skipped all these problems. They should have just kept their fossil fuel infrastructure going. And it also means, by the way, that with Joe Biden shutting down pipelines and fossil fuel energy exploration in the United States, it means that Joe Biden is anti-green, doesn't it? It means that AOC is anti-green. And green energy is now fossil fuels. So everybody opposed to fossil fuels, everybody opposed to big oil or coal is now anti-green. There you go. So what I want you to do is go out to your driveway and start your car and just idle it for about 10 minutes, rev it up a couple of times, just in celebration of the fact that your car is now powered by green energy and you didn't even have to buy a new vehicle. That's right. Yeah, you didn't have to have an electric car. You didn't need to install a new electric charger. You didn't need to buy solar panels, nothing. The car in your driveway with gas in the tank, that is now a green vehicle. So rev it a couple of times. Rev it hard. Oh, man, I'm all green now. We're all green. That's what the world has come to. And by the way, if you're worried about the water supply in the western half of the United States, don't worry. There will be plenty of liberal tears to water the crops. All you got to do is collect them. So as soon as the liberals learn that fossil fuels are now green energy and nuclear power is green energy, they're just going to start crying rivers of sadness that might finally replenish the aquifers there and give rise to new agricultural abundance. Who says that liberals aren't good for anything? Just make sure they cry over the crop rows so that their tears can go to some good use. And you know, the truth is that fossil fuels have always been green because it's the CO2 that's emitted from those fuels that greens the planet. Higher levels of CO2 cause more greening. NASA knows that. All the scientists know that if they're honest. But NASA's even published satellite imagery for decades showing that slow rising CO2 levels, now what, 409 parts per million or whatever it is, and areas are becoming more green. Rainforests have more flowers, and areas that were more arid or desert-like are now able to support grasses or fields, or in some cases, even forests. So yeah, burning fossil fuels releases the molecule into the atmosphere that turns the planet green, and that's a good thing. In fact, the more CO2 we release into the atmosphere, the easier it will be to grow food crops, and the greener the Earth will become. Which means that CO2 is the secret ingredient to addressing drought and food crop shortages and lack of fertilizer and all of that. I mean, CO2 is a nutrient, and it's free. You just have to have it in the air, and then the plants will grab it themselves, and they will produce more food. And did you know that medicinal herbs produce higher levels of natural medicine when CO2 levels are higher in the atmosphere? Did you know that? Scientifically validated. We covered it. It's a published science assessment. So higher CO2 is good for the planet. Higher CO2 greens everything. And finally, the European Union has acknowledged that. Fossil fuels are now green energy. It's amazing. Now, the problem with nuclear power is that it does not release plant nutrition into the air. And of course, it also produces a lot of dangerous spent fuel that continues to, you know, irradiate the immediate area for, in some cases, you know, millions of years, depending on the isotope and the half-life and so on. So nuclear power has a place for sure. But I think that if you burn clean coal, and you actually have the scrubbers in the smokestacks, and you take the sulfur out of it, you're releasing CO2 into the atmosphere, and that's good for plants, good for crops, good for humanity. That's actually a good thing. And finally, the European Union recognizes it. So there we go. Fascinating stuff. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can catch me on naturalnews.com, and I also publish climate.news. You want to check out that website, climate.news. Thank you for listening. Take care.